Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Coming up next hour, we'll get the latest on the Lions with the Birchie kid. You know, trade, speculation, health updates of players. Bye week, time to get some guys back before Minnesota. Next game up, the latest at 12:30, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That at 12:45. Gator, Michigan, Michigan State. For years, right, we were told that it would never be a night game. That Michigan and Michigan State didn't want it, and it would never be a night game.
And yet, this will be at least the third that I can think of.
This is the fourth in a row.
Okay.
Yep. I was looking back at start times, okay? 2012 to 2015, they were all 3:30s. 2017 was the first night game.
That was in Ann Arbor?
Was
it the rain game?
I don't remember. It might have been. 2018 through 2021, all noon games.
Nooners.
22, 23, 24, and now 25. These are all night games.
So 22 and 24 had stuff after the game. So those were Michigan. Those are at Michigan. 23, I guess that would have been at State. I don't remember that one as much. But
49 nothing.
There you go. That's probably why I don't remember it.
The point is, what are the positives of the night game? Like, I think people are sick of us bitching about night games.
Right.
What are some of the positives? What do you like about a night game?
I think it feels like a big game atmosphere. That's one thing. I think there is a cool element to playing at night under the lights that does seem kind of cool. I feel like the band sounds better when it's under the lights. There's a lot I actually do like about I'm saying it. I can't quantify
the band
it.
Just, sounds better under the lights.
The band sounds better under the lights. I don't know why that is. Because the rest of the noise is kind of turned down because it's dark out. I don't know. Feels that way to me.
Okay.
Can't argue with how I feel, Doug.
No, I'm not arguing with how you feel.
There's a lot that I do like about the night game. I just don't like going to the night game necessarily because of, you know, our situation. It's, you know, having to drive an hour and a half to East Lansing or at least an hour when there's no traffic. You know, it's 45 minutes to Ann Arbor when there's no traffic, but you factor traffic in the mix. And I feel like getting to Ann Arbor is easier because it's a shorter distance, but you know, the whole trek out to East Lansing, you're really beholden to what's happening on 96. And if there's construction, it's just a brutal march to get out there.
Let's just go ahead and eliminate that and say you got a room. You got a room there at the Kellogg Center, walking distance, right?
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
Then if I had that set up, then I would probably really enjoy it.
But it's probably a two-night minimum.
Well, these are the problem.
Yeah. Anyway. The one of the positives of the night game is what's the ideal amount of time to tailgate? Like if you want, if you were to pick the start time to tailgate, ideally, because not everybody loves a nooner for tailgating. Not everybody wants to get up at 5 a.m. and go wait in line at a spot.
Right.
But not everybody wants to be there for 12 hours either.
I mean, that's the thing. Like if I'm going to, if I have to leave and come home after the game, if staying, you know, at the Kellogg Center or staying somewhere in Ann Arbor, if that's not an option, if I am leaving, then it's probably the 3:30 kick. If I have plans to stay, then let's make it a night game. That's great.
Let's take the getting out of there out of it. Just if perfect time, if you know you can get out easy, how long do you want to tailgate? Because tomorrow, I know people who are going to be there.
Duration rather than what time the start time is.
I know people are going to be there tomorrow before noon.
Yeah,
the game starts at 7:45. Yeah. That's when kickoff is going to be, 7:45.
Well, there's the crapper factor. Got to watch out for that. Make sure you're all set. I think for me, it's 4 hours prior to kickoff, I think, is plenty of time. It's not too long. It's not too short. I feel like that's a good amount of time. So you think
3:40. Tomorrow, the ideal time to get there would be 3:45.
Yeah, 3:30.
Have you ever done any Animal Day tailgating? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done the night game where I've been out for Michigan State game. For an evening game in Ann Arbor that I've been there at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sort of at the point in my life where I feel like I need to adapt an STFU about night games because they're just going to be a reality, a part of the sport moving forward. And the positive of night game to me is you get to watch the entire noon game if you so choose. Michigan and Michigan State played a night game, the night game 2 years ago. The noon game, Big Ten noon kickoff, was Penn State at Ohio State. And I had a decision to make. And my decision was to be in the press box in East Lansing before noon because I wanted to watch that game in its entirety. And so I packed a lunch. Our engineer, Tony Butler, gets there like 12 hours ahead of time because Tony's that way. And I knew he'd be up there and I got in there and just went up and kicked back and in the press box, watch Ohio State, Penn State. And that's the positive of the night game. If there's a noon game you want to watch, you can watch it in its entirety.
Yeah, you can.
And so I'm going to try and start a new – I'm turning over a new leaf here. We'll see if this lasts. It might not last till – it might last until probably like, 10:30 tomorrow night. But I'm not going to bitch about night games anymore. I'm going to try and focus on what I like about night games. But I'm wondering, in general, are people adapting and starting to enjoy – the night game. Because my theory on night games has always been if you're going, a high percentage of people don't like them. If you're watching on TV, a high percentage of people like them. Do you think that's an accurate reflection of the real world?
Kind of. I mean, I think the majority of people, I mean, the problem is it's you and I talking. We're in the business and there's a whole different element to it. I think the majority of people like the night game. I do.
You do, regardless of whether you're going or not. Because here's the other thing about the night game. Like, I'm going to make a prediction because you usually tend to think, the younger crowd loves the night game. Next Saturday is November 1st. There's going to be Halloween parties on campus all weekend long. I bet student sections for night games around the country are going to be empty. I'm going to bet that students choose not to go to the game unless they got some massive game. Like, Michigan's got a night game against Purdue. Good luck. Good luck filling that student section. But now, so the students have other priorities. It's hard to get students to stay through four quarters of a game already.
Right.
But, we're looking for positives. Have you adapted and start to like the night game, the big game feel, the extended tailgating? I wonder if anybody else agrees with Gator's theory that the band sounds better at night.
I think it does. I don't know what it is.
I want some people to support that. I love this.
It's been that way. I've always felt like, even going back to high school, like I remember going to high school football games when I wasn't in high school, when I was younger, to go see one of my good friend's older brothers play. And it was always like a night game. And it just had that atmosphere. It's just a sense memory that's burned into my brain of that. That was really cool. It just sounded louder, sounded better. And, again, to go sit in the stands, it's cold out and you're huddled up. You got a hot chocolate and really... Used to enjoy that as a spectator.
The one thing about a night game is that is a challenge. If you have a noon start, when the game ends, not everybody leaves at the same time.
No.
Right? Some people go back to their cars, hang out, continue the tailgate. Maybe you got a TV set up, you watch the 330s. In a night game, I would say that a high percentage of people are leaving at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the outcome of the game, what's going on. I mean, when you see the 49-0 game, I'm guessing people left by before the third quarter was over.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know I've left games at times well ahead. I left the Michigan State game, the one where they had the brawl in the tunnel. I left at the end of the third quarter. I got home in time to see the end of the game because nobody had left. But I'm like, I don't want to be out here until 2 o'clock in the morning. So I took off and listened.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To the game on the radio, and then watch the final 3 minutes or whatever it was at home on TV, and saw everything else unfold.
I just got this from a listener, Eric. You play at night in high school. It's a big game feel. Tailgates are more. With that said, you should not do more than two a year. In Tennessee, we would set up by 10 a.m. for a 7:30 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah.
That's an animal day.
It is. And I've done the animal day. Here's the thing about that is there's such planning that takes place.
Yep.
I mean, you talk about the food for a tailgate for an animal day like that. You have to have two major meals. You know, you've got lunch. And then you've got the dinner, but you got to plan it right because, okay, if I'm going to bust out the Blackstone or a grill, do you want to do that and serve up dinner at 6 o'clock? And because you got to have enough time to make sure that thing cools off and you can put it away, or do you do that at noon? I mean, it's a two-meal day.
We have some feedback here from a former member of the Michigan Marching Band. Settle down, Beavis, on Twitch. The band always sounds better. I think he means at night, or she. The band always sounds better. The air is colder and denser. The sound travels better.
There it is. Acoustics.
Yep. So you're apparently onto something. What do you like about a night game? 248-539-9797. We'll get to your predictions. If you missed ours earlier, we'll repeat them coming up in the noon hour. Talk some Lions at 12:30. Are you going to eat that at 12:45? It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.